English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. C'est un officier des douanes qui va bientôt à la retraite. Pendant des années, il a vu un homme traverser la frontière à bicyclette, un grand sac derrière lui. Perplexe, il veut percer le mystère du grand sac à l'arrière du vélo. Écoutons leur conversation. Vous répondrez vrai ou faux, true or false, à ces deux énoncés. 1. L'officier des douanes voulait savoir ce que l'homme à la bicyclette cachait dans le gros sac. 2. L'homme à la bicyclette trafiquait les marchandises contenues dans le grand sac. Vous allez ensuite répondre à ces trois questions. 1. Qu'est-ce que l'homme à la bicyclette transportait dans le gros sac? 2. Que trafiquait-il en réalité? 3. Pourquoi les achetait-il à Bantuka? Vous apprendrez enfin comment utiliser en anglais le present perfect. Nous allons écouter ce conversation.
Stop, old man. Get down off your bicycle.
Hello again, officer.
I have seen you crossing this border for years.
And I've seen you standing at the border, stopping me every time and asking me to get down for years.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Bantuka. I have relatives on the other side of the border.
What is in the big bag today?
I bought some presents for my people, plus some newspapers, some old gloves, old shoes.
Every time I have checked inside the big bag, you carry on your bicycle. Every time, nothing.
And every time, I haven't given you the same answer.
Is that the truth? You're not smuggling anything?
Of course it's the truth. I'm not smuggling anything in my bag.
Come on, old man. I just know you're a smuggler. I'm about to retire. Can you please tell me the whole truth?
You really haven't noticed yet?
No. What have you been smuggling all this time?
Bicycles. They are cheaper in Bantuka. I cross the border with an old bicycle, buy a new one in Bantuka, and ride it back to the big city to sell it there.
Ya Allah, how could I not notice that?
Easy. You only notice the big bag.
Sorry, old man. Now I know your smuggling strategy. Give me the bicycle.
No, I'm sorry, officer. This is my old bicycle.
Vous avez entendu l'officier des douanes et le vieil homme. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. L'officier des douanes voulait savoir ce que l'homme à la bicyclette cachait dans le gros sac. L'énoncé 2 est faux. L'homme à la bicyclette trafiquait les marchandises contenues dans le grand sac. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Qu'est-ce que l'homme à la bicyclette transportait dans le gros sac? Des cadeaux, des journaux, de vieux habits et de vieilles chaussures. 2. Que trafiquait-il en réalité? Des bicyclettes. 3. Pourquoi les achetait-il à Bantuka? Parce qu'elles coûtent moins cher à Bantuka. Écoutez et répétez ces phrases que vous avez entendues dans la conversation.
I have seen you crossing this border for years.
I've seen you standing at the border.
I have checked inside the big bag.
I bought some presents.
Ces phrases sont au present perfect. Elles expriment des actions passées qui ont un lien avec le présent. On forme le present perfect en conjuguant l'auxiliaire to have au présent suivi du participe passé du verbe. Voilà d'autres exemples. He has caught the old man. The villagers have sold bicycles. We haven't heard the music. Vous avez suivi la conversation entre l'officier des douanes et le vieil homme. Vous avez découvert le mystère du grand sac, ou plutôt celui de la bicyclette. et vous savez utiliser le present perfect, n'est-ce pas? Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph.
E-mail.
Vous allez entendre l'expression e-mail, qui signifie electronic mail, courrier électronique. E-mail. Et répétez. Repeat. E-mail. Une phrase utile quand il s'agit de e-mail. To check the e-mail. Jeter un coup d'œil sur le courrier électronique. Le vérifier. To check. Le regarder. To check the e-mail. To open your email. L'ouvrir. Let's check our email.
Let's check our email. We have an email from Susan Shaw in Chicago.
Jetons un coup d'œil sur notre courrier électronique. Si vous n'avez pas une adresse électronique chez vous, il est fort possible que vous avez accès à cette boîte aux lettres sur un site comme Yahoo ou Hotmail et que vous allez vérifier votre adresse email régulièrement lorsque vous vous rendez à un cybercafé, à un cybercafé. Have you checked your email? Avez-vous vérifié votre courrier électronique? You have an email from your friend. Vous avez une lettre électronique d'un ami. Écoutez la conversation qui suit dans un bureau.
Good morning, Max. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Just fine.
Vous avez entendu la façon dont on se dit bonjour le matin dans un bureau. Good morning, Max. Bonjour, Max. How are you today? Comment allez-vous aujourd'hui? Ou bien, comment vas-tu aujourd'hui? Fine, thank you. Bien, merci. And you? Et vous? Et toi? Just fine. Bien. Just fine. C'est littéralement tout simplement bien. Écoutez le reste de la conversation. Listen.
Now let's check our email. We have an email from Susan Shaw in Chicago. Max, she has a question for you. Her question is, do you come from Los Angeles?
Do I come from Los Angeles? No, I don't. I come from San Francisco. I don't come from Los Angeles.
Une autre façon de demander à quelqu'un d'où il vient ou d'où elle vient, quand on a l'impression d'être presque sûr de l'origine d'une personne, c'est de dire « Do you come from Dakar ?» Vous venez, tu viens de Dakar ? En fait, on s'attend alors à une confirmation. Et vous pouvez répondre positivement « Yes, I do !» ou bien négativement « No, I do not !» en contraction « No, I don't !»« I come from Guinea !»« I don't come from Dakar !» Répétez après moi. Do you come from Gabon? No, I don't. I come from Congo. Écoutez, listen. Écoutez, Kathy.
Do you come from Los Angeles?
Do I come from Los Angeles? No, I don't. I come from San Francisco. I don't come from Los Angeles.
Et quand on n'a aucune idée d'où vient une personne, on demande la question générale. Where do you come from? D'où venez-vous? D'où viens-tu? Come from signifie venir de. Where do you come from? C'est assez différent que do you come from Dakar? Vous venez de Dakar? Écoutez, listen.
Where do you come from?
I come from San Francisco.
Where do you come from?
I come from New York.
Where do you come from?
I come from California.
Where do you come from?
I come from the U.S.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Ici Michel Joseph. Hello, I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait. Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h temps universel sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com et en ondes courtes le samedi et le dimanche à 20h temps universel. Ne ratez pas English USA. Au cours de notre prochaine leçon de English USA, nous allons voir Martin Lerner qui visite le parc national de Yellowstone. Il demande à des touristes ce qu'ils aiment et ce qu'ils n'aiment pas. Vous apprendrez aussi à exprimer ce que vous n'aimez pas. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Guide. Guide. Votre guide. I'm your guide. Je suis votre guide. We're going to walk. On va marcher. We're going to walk. Please stay together. Restez ensemble, s'il vous plaît. Please stay together. Please stay with me. Restez avec moi. Stay. Restez. I like the park. I like the forest. I like the mountains. I like the rivers. I don't like cities. Je n'aime pas les villes. I don't like bugs. Je n'aime pas les insectes. Bugs. C'est un terme général pour tous les insectes. Bugs. I don't like bugs. What don't you like? What do you like? What don't you like?
Good morning. I'm Judy. I'm your guide. This is Martin. He is a reporter. He's writing a story about visitors to the park. He's going to ask some questions.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
We are going to walk for 3 hours this morning. Are you ready?
Sure.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Please stay together. I want to see all of you. Let's go.
Judy, do you like your work?
Of course. I like the country. I like the forests. I like the mountains and the rivers. I like the clean air.
Where are you from?
I'm from Los Angeles. I don't like cities. I don't like hot places.
When did you come here?
4 years ago. I lived in Denver for 2 years. I didn't like Denver. It's a very big city.
Do you like being a guide?
Very much. I'm outside all day. I don't like being inside.
Where do you live?
I live near the park. Please, stay with me.
I'm going to talk to some of the other people. See you later. Hi. Is this your first visit to the park?
Yes, it is.
Do you like parks?
Yes, we like parks. We live in the east, but we like the parks in the west. This is my wife.
Hello. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
What do you like here?
I like the animals.
What don't you like?
I don't like the people.
There are many people.
I don't like the bugs.
What don't you like?
I don't like camping.
But I like camping. Do you like camping?
No, I don't like camping.
Men like camping.
I don't.
I don't.
Il y a des choses, des événements, des activités ou des gens qu'on n'aime pas. Écoutez bien comment on dit « je n'aime pas ». « I don't like ». C'est la contraction de « I do not like ».« I don't like ». Rappelez-vous, avec un verbe « I don't like camping ».« I don't like walking ».« I don't like talking ». Ou bien l'infinitif du verbe « I don't like to camp ».« I don't like to walk ». I don't like to talk.
I don't like cities. I don't like hot places. I don't like Denver. I don't like being inside.
What don't you like?
I don't like the people. I don't like bugs. Do you like camping?
No, I don't like camping.
Répondez, yes, I like. Si vous aimez quelque chose. No, I don't like. Si vous n'aimez pas. Essayons ensemble. Do you like camping? Aimez-vous le camping? Yes, I like camping. Do you like bugs? No, I don't like bugs. Do you like cities? Aimez-vous les cités? No, I don't like cities. Do you like the country? Aimez-vous la campagne? No, I don't like the country. Do you like walking? Yes, I like walking. No, I don't like walking. Allez-y maintenant. Répondez aux questions de Martin Lerner.
Do you like camping? Do you like bugs? Do you like cities? Do you like the country? Do you like walking? Thank you for your time. See you later.
Okay.
Hello. How are you?
I don't like walking.
Don't you like the park?
I love the park, but I don't like walking. I like driving.
She doesn't like walking. She likes sitting.
He doesn't like the park. He likes cities.
See you later.
What do you like? Encore une fois, qu'aimez-vous? What do you like? C'est très simple. Vous répondez. I like the country. J'aime la campagne. I like forests. J'aime les forêts. I like rivers. J'aime les rivières. I like to walk. Avec un verbe, le verbe se met à l'infinitif. Ou bien, I like walking.
I like this.
It's beautiful. Isn't it beautiful?
Yes, it is. Look at the fish.
Do you like fishing?
Yes, I do.
I don't like fishing. I like walking. I like moving. I don't like sitting.
I don't like fishing. I can't talk. I like talking.
Are we going to sit here?
Let's watch the river.
Utilisons I don't like avec le verbe être, to be. I don't like being late. Je n'aime pas être en retard. Répétez après moi. I don't like being late. I like being outside. J'aime être dehors. I like being outside. I don't like being inside. Je n'aime pas être à l'intérieur. Inside. I don't like being inside. I don't like being late. I like being outside. I don't like being inside. Encore une fois,
I don't like being late. Je n'aime pas être en retard. I like being outside. J'aime être dehors. I don't like being inside. Vous devriez à présent pouvoir exprimer assez facilement ce que vous aimez et ce que vous n'aimez pas. Exercez-vous à haute voix en pensant à vos activités régulières et à votre goût de certaines choses.
Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais?
C'est fait!
Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Mais vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct.
Et de pratiquer l'anglais avec...
Michel.
Et Roger.
Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Participez à Anglais Télé.
Retrouvez-nous aussi sur notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.
Bienvenue, welcome to Anglais Télé, bienvenue à Anglais Télé. My name is Michelle Joseph and I have a guest with me today.
Je suis Daniel Grafton, bienvenue Michelle aussi.
Enchanté, welcome, we're happy to have you Dan.
Merci.
And we are going to look at how words can be changed either by putting a prefix. That means a few words
or
in front.
Or a suffix.
Or a suffix. Words, a few little letters after a word.
I learned that when I was in grade school.
Oh, good for you.
Prefix and suffix.
Right, so prefix is a few letters before a word, and suffix is a few letters after a word.
Yeah, right.
And these suffix and prefix add meaning to words, right, Dan?
They do, yes.
And it can change everything.
And they make the words move, too.
Oh, move, dynamic.
Yeah, right.
That's what we're about.
You can change a noun into a verb.
Right.
Suffix.
Absolutely.
Right.
Okay, that's a bit complicated, but...
like run and running.
Oh, yeah. But we're
going
to look at...
We won't do that. No.
We're not doing that one right now.
Okay.
But we're going to look at prefixes that all of you have heard, I'm sure. So the first one we've chosen is anti, anti or anti.
Right.
How do you say that? Anti.
Either one is okay.
Either one is okay, says Dan. I agree with that. I like that.
Okay.
Either one is okay. So, anti is against or opposite something, right?
Usually against anything.
Against anything and everything.
Yeah. Anything you're against, you're anti.
Okay, so, hey, are you anti-Michelle?
No.
I hope not.
No, I am.
And you're not anti-English, Anglais télé listeners.
No.
Okay.
I'm not anti-French.
In fact, I think the opposite is pro, right?
Yeah, pro, right.
Okay, but we'll get to pro. Let's look at anti. So, if you're depressed, what would you take? Something to do the opposite.
An antidepressant.
Antidepressant. If you're having an allergic reaction, we're looking at common ones here, and I'm sneezing and coughing. The common.
Well, then you take an antihistamine.
Antihistamine. So I think you guys have heard of those. What about being anti a particular person or a particular policy or...
We can be anti-politics, anti-government,
right.
Anti-party,
anti-religion,
anti-presidents, anti-Congress.
Right. Remember people who were anti-Bush or...
Oh.
There are a lot of people anti-Obama right now.
And anti their own president of their own country.
Right. So anti, I think you guys got, it anti, right?
Right.
Right. I'm not anti-Dan. I'm not.
No.
Okay. So next one that's fairly common is auto that we see in front of words.
Right.
And that means the self. Auto is reflexive. Reflective.
Okay.
Mustn't make it not a reflection. Auto. So.
It also, you can also use it in automatic.
Right.
Which is something that happens without any, without you doing anything.
Right. Okay.
Right?
And how about, do you want, can I get your autograph?
Sure.
Okay.
Right.
Or I'm driving an automobile, so...
Well, some famous person would give you their autograph.
Oh, well, you're famous, Dan.
You're going to the street and
you're famous.
Get the autograph.
At Voice of America, he's famous. Can I have your autograph?
Sure you can. There you go.
Okay, so autograph, automatic...
Automobile.
Automobile. Basically, it's the self in that process, right?
Right.
Something like that. How about bye? I've heard of that.
Bye. Means,
It means two.
It means two.
Right.
It
two
also means
things.
It also means two ideas.
Two ideas.
Okay. Two thoughts.
Activities.
Two thoughts, two ideas, two politics.
Like bipartisan, you know, you have the Republicans.
Bipolar.
Bipolar, when your head has kind of...
It's a person who is mean 1 minute and nice the next minute.
Right, and it's usually due to chemical
I'm
imbalance.
Sure you know people like that. It's not a good thing, but it's,
right.
but it happens.
And how do you know, bicycle. So
right,
that
bicycle.
One we know. Everyone knows bicycle. Bivalve, I think. Does that have to do with the heart?
It has to do with the heart. It also has to do with a fish.
Oh, yes. They
a
have
clam
these two...
or a clam or an oyster is a bivalve.
Right. They have these valves that
now.
Open on the side.
Right, on the side. And they let the water in and they let the
right.
oxygen
so
out.
So I think we've understood.
That's
bivalve. Means two.
Right.
And it's happening at the same time.
Right.
Okay. How about con? I have seen
okay.
that. Con.
Well,
like, we're conversing, to converse.
Right.
Converse. It's with. Con is with. Actually, in Spanish, con really means with, avec.
Avec.
Yeah,
avec
contigo,
in French, it's a with.
With you. Often.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. So
but you
con,
know, but there's the opposite of con, pro.
Oh, absolutely.
Pro and con. It means you're against something.
For or against.
For
with
or against.
Or not with.
Right. So con, you can be used as a determination of what you believe in, or it can be used as a prefix for a word.
So,
right?
Yeah, that's true. Well, let's look at it in the context of the
right.
prefix. Like, in the context of the prefix, it still means with, like contact. I'm in contact.
Continue.
To continue.
Yeah.
To conform.
To keep going, right.
So
to conform, to do what?
Conform to what everyone should do.
Yeah.
So you're doing what, you're with the norm of what should be done.
Right.
To converse, to contact.
That's what we're doing now. We're conversing.
Right. So it's
right.
with.
Right.
Okay. And so pro, it's kind of like the opposite of anti. It's pro.
Right.
To be pro.
To believe very much in something.
To believe. So let's say I'm proactive. I love this Anglais télé and I'm really proactive. And so is Dan. He puts in a lot. So, or to be, actually people cut it short and just say, I'm pro.
Right.
They just cut everything short.
But you can also, and kind of away from that, you can be a pro as part of professional.
Oh, that's true.
Let's not forget
that.
Now, don't
confuse the two,
no,
guys.
No, they're different. I just
that's
said.
They're different.
We're
thank
away
you.
From that now.
Yeah, thanks so, a lot, Dan.
But it's important that they say, hey, I'm a pro, you know?
Right.
I really,
so
I'm the best
pro.
In what I do.
Right, absolutely.
Out there.
Bienvenue à l'Anglais Express. On va parler des mots qui peuvent avoir un sens contraire en anglais selon leur emploi. Et encore une fois, ce n'est que le contexte de la phrase qui fait la différence. Buckle, to connect, to hook up, boucler ou attacher. En gros, l'idée, c'est d'assembler quelque chose. To buckle. To buckle, c'est aussi to break or to collapse, se casser ou s'effondrer. Et en gros, l'idée cette fois-ci, c'est celle de la séparation, de séparer quelque chose. Par exemple, buckle your seatbelt, attache ta ceinture de sécurité ou bien attachez vos ceintures de sécurité. Autre sens de buckle, buckle your sandals, boucle tes sandales, bouclez vos sandales. Et dans le sens contraire, c'est-à-dire quand il y a un détachement ou une séparation, vous avez l'exemple « The bridge buckled in the earthquake ». Le pont s'effondra lors du séisme. Autre exemple « My legs buckled under the weight of the load ». Mes jambes ont lâché sous le poids